The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, Daniela, next topic.
Okay. Last week, Douglas County, Colorado announced that it would run its district-wide voucher program through a charter school, enraging scads of charter advocates. Should they be upset over this?
Well, Mike, why are they upset?
So, starting in Colorado, but I think some of the national groups too, yeah, the charter folks are all pissed off about this. So here's what I understand how it's going to work. So they're using the charter school mechanism to be able to get public money to private schools in Douglas County. So the county school board basically said, okay, we're going to write our own charter application, and then we're going to turn around and approve it, and we're going to set up, it's really just a shell of a way of getting the money to these schools. And the charter school people say, look, we for years have been saying that charter schools are public schools. They're not private. They can't teach religion. They can't discriminate against kids and say, well, you have to be Catholic to go here. You have to pay to, you know, you have to, you know, be of another certain religion to go here. We can't discriminate against teachers because they're not the right religion. All of these things that are taboo to the charter school world, Douglas County is going to be able to do and using the charter school mechanism, at least if it holds up in court.
Well, so the charter school folks got to get over themselves. Douglas County School Board is an elected school board.
Boom.
They're choosing to make decisions to provide educational options to kids in Douglas County. So long as they are operating within the letter of the law, and, you know, I'm sure there'll be court challenges to some of these things you just flagged, but as long as they're in the letter of the law, they're just being creative about using the policies that the legislature's provided them. Charter community doesn't like it. Well, that's their thing.
Yeah, I mean, this like that entrepreneurial attitude, right? How do you tear down the walls that keep you from doing smart things? If you think that helping kids get access to private schools is a smart thing in a time of tough budgets, for example, then hey, go for it.
If you think kids benefit from going to schools with a religious mission,
yeah,
it's fine for folks in the charter community to say we don't believe that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's, you know, I can't imagine why they think it's a good use of their time and effort to try to shut this down.
Well, I don't think this is going to mean that the charter opponents are going to say, see, now you can see they're trying to use charter schools to teach religion. Because everybody will say, look, we all know these aren't really charter schools. It's using the charter mechanism. And by the way, other people have used the charter mechanism to do things that are not quite envisioned originally. Checker has a piece in this week's Gadfly where he says, look, you think about online learning and virtual charter schools. Mm-hmm. People didn't picture that coming. Teacher-led schools, even in some rural places where you've got districts that have consolidated and or they've been pushing for school consolidations, and the way that people say no, we're going to keep our schools by making it charter. None of these things are maybe what we think of as charter schools. Maybe those don't deserve federal charter school startup money, but hey, it's creative ways to solve problems.
You know, this goes to what Ted Kolder is, you know, pointed out before, is that the charter community has had a misstep. They've forgotten that it's about chartering. And it's about creating the opportunity to solve problems. And they've got caught up in the noun that is charter schools. And look, you know, it's fine for them to kind of draw the lines they want to draw. It's just not clear to me why they want to spend time and energy going after Douglas County.